This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, we saw a big rally for soybeans yesterday. Is that continuing here today?
We're seeing some pullback off that bean market today, trading about 11 cents back at this time frame. That is off also the overnight highs as well. So, you know, maybe it's a little bit of profit taking. Maybe it's a little bit of just peak in the market here at this time frame. Watching that South American weather is the key. Seems like things are going to stay a little bit hotter, drier, but again, down the road, they're still looking at some moisture maybe coming. It's very similar to our weather last summer, where it was always in the long-range forecast, but never really seemed to materialize by the time we got to the front end. So we'll see as the market's going back, testing some support today here, at least at this time frame. Meanwhile, corn and wheat get a little bit of a bid today, led by that wheat market. Now, wheat was down pretty strongly yesterday on some profit-taking. Did go back and hold on to some key support. Now we're seeing a little bit of money flow back in as prices are consolidating here, and that's just giving the corn market a little bit of a boost as well.
What did we learn with some of the consumer price index data that we received today?
Well, you know, again, inflation continues to stay on a little bit under control, even though we still do have moderate inflation out there, but kind of coming within those targets. You know, again, what's that mean to the commodity sector? If you're looking at a deflationary environment, inflation slowing, sometimes that brings some pressure into the commodity space.
That was John Heimberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At midday, March corn up 5 even at 486.5. January soybeans down 11 and 3 quarters at 1324 and a quarter. On the Merck, December live cattle down 47 cents at 166.50. January feeder cattle down $1 even at 216.95. February lean hogs up 82 cents at 68.15. February pork cutout down 25 cents at 82.45. Class 3 milk up a cent at 16.24. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.